There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Blender blinked. And here we have Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of a Blinkers magazine. I hope you've all had a successful week and you're very relaxed for this Saturday morning, somewhat wide-ranging magazine-style podcast. As you know, over the next few minutes, I'll delve into various views, comments about everything Blinder Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said, or in some cases, not been said, or even insinuated. I hope you're all enjoying Blinder Blinked 3A, the print copies of which will be released when I've finished reading it on the podcast. So, today we look at my books, merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and, of course, the latest of your incisive Reddit comments. Not forgetting my poop of the week and the blinker of the week. Please feel free to comment wherever I go over the top where you're concerned. Just email me. Okay, let's start with Twitter, now known as X. Sarah Henriksen tweets, "Been re-listening to the fab... My dad wrote a porno. My rabbit can't believe what she's hearing, Flintstone Rocky." And she's posted a beautiful picture of her rabbit. So, hey, Sarah, at least she ain't gone to sleep. Just listening. And what a beautiful picture of your bunny. Is it Danish as well? Just asking. Lightning Wing Dragon tweets, "So, I'm working in the city. That's New York City for the... uninitiated, and I pass by a store and do a double take. It's called, and I kid you not, Curry in a Hurry. The first thought that pops into my head, well, it curry be worse.
Ouch!"
Hi, Lightning Wing Dragon. Where did you get that name from? It's amazing. To be honest, I love a curry. Jamie has one of the best restaurants 50 yards from his front door. But curry in a hurry? Ho ho, just currying. Let's move over to Reddit. Thread from Mickey Symington. And Mickey attaches another post showing a video of the beds in a plane. Underneath your seat on a plane is the heading for that one. And Zanati Zan says, "Plenty of bunking capacity there. I'm diffusing," adds, "Exactly. Do you think us air crew are stupid?" So I'm thinking I'm diffusing your air crew. How interesting. Zanati Zan says, Currently, yes. Laughing emoji. Baby Back adds, well, there must be a spiral staircase somewhere in the mix. Yes, to be honest, I wouldn't fly on an aeroplane without a B3, B4 or B5. Never mind, no spiral staircase. And have another thread here, which is called, what exactly is an anteroom? And that's from Eden K18. The Duchess's house is full of anterooms and antechambers, but what exactly does that mean? Jail Man of Oz adds, anteroom, a small room leading to a main one, typically serving as a waiting room. Eden K18 adds, I had absolutely no idea that was a word. You learn something new each day. Smiley face. And of course, in K18, that is completely true. Name me a day where you don't learn something. SES Hireman adds, to be fair, this was the episode that taught me that Brits use the term disco to mean more than just a music genre from the late 70s, and about flares. Bracket. Us Yankees from the US of A call them bell bottoms. Close bracket. I remember Wilma telling me when she wore bell bottoms, so it's a phrase we used to use in the UK, but maybe that's going back to the mid-70s. Right, and Southam 18. Not to be confused with a bedroom or well-used bathroom. Good point. Right, let's move on. NYT crosswords, another theme we've had, and that's from Reverend Donk Bonkers. Very posh title there, Reverend. And the Reverend has posted a picture of a New York Times crossword. Underneath it, he says, took a guess to be funny and ended up being right. Had to share. And his guess for, let's say it's six down, is Pete Rouse. Reverend Donk Bonkers adds, also, I know it's not the exact same name, but made me laugh regardless. No Donkey 3967 adds, he's full of surprises. Lepre 86 adds, no way. Right, guys, who knew Peter Rouse was so important in his later life? I wonder if Jim Sterling bought out his supermarket business, enabling him to retire to the USA and get into politics. Because Pete Rouse was in the Biden administration, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And here we go to GB and it's Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. And we've got a 5-star review. Rocky Magic from Anders 18. Always like to hear books from the writer's side and having Rocky read Belinda is great. Still very funny. Thank you, Anders. Popping across to GB for My Dad Wrote a Porno review. 5 stars from Darren Chobber. What a great name, Darren. Feel good, ear food. I've listened to this podcast since it started and it's always been a comforter, weirdly. Not only do I love the hosts, yeah, they do interrupt a bit too much, but so what? But Rocky Flintstone's writing is effing hilarious. This will be a good friend to many for a long time to come. Thank you, Darren. Popping across to the US, we have a 1-star from Nowie 1971. No, it's not Nowie, it's Nonny 1971. Good name, Nonny, for a non-review. Annoying. This is the most annoying thing I've ever listened to. I tried listening to 2 episodes, just to be sure. And yes, annoying. Don't waste your time. Moving over to the Australian iTunes chart, for My Dad Wrote a Porno, we've got 5 stars. Big Belinker. 10 out of 10, wickedly funny and weirdly relatable hosts, not subject matter. Love this podcast. Well, I visited YouTube for the HBO special and found this. Riley Hamilton says, this shames people who write porno books like me. Chris Winnie 91 says, well, if you're writing porno that poorly, you deserve to be shamed. H3Arm3Or says, the erotica is cringeworthy. Ha ha, I've read good erotica, and this is not it. It's hilarious because it's so bad, and his dad isn't embarrassed by this and consented to it being shared. Well, guys, serves me right for putting my head once again over the parapet, but at least H3Arm3Or gets it. But why does everyone treat my writing as a serious piece of work? Don't they get it? Right, let's pop over and see my Amazon reviews. Blinda Blink 3 from Ron the Dog. 5 out of 5 stars. Blinking wonderful. As brilliantly, unintentionally hilarious as the first two books. Accompany with the podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno, available free from iTunes for the full experience. Blinda Blinked is one of those very rare events which deserves its status as a cultural phenomenon. It is utterly unmissable and I recommend it unreservedly. Thank you, Ron the Dog. I'll make you Blinker of the Week, but you'd be better with a nice bone. Just suggesting.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's look at Etsy and see what's happening with my merch. 5 out of 5 stars. Listing review by Anna Morrison. Rocky's 1936 Underwood typewriter introduction to Blinda Blinked with your personal message attached. Anna says, what can I say? I ordered one thing and, lo and behold, I have received a plethora of merch, all signed by the main man himself. I could not be more thrilled. The package was wrapped tighter than Belinda's jodhpurs, bracket, keeping it Etsy safe. We all know where a tightness comparison could go here, close bracket. Rocky, thank you for my package. I love it. And of course, I thank you for the magnificently absurd, incoherent, pioneering world of Belinda Blinked. Anna puts in 3 semicolons here and adds, nothing could compare. Thank you, Anna. But I know you work in Donegal, Ireland, at a dentist's, so top of the morning to you. I purchased my 1936 Underwood typewriter a couple of Christmases ago, and I just love it. That's why it's so good to send a message typed on it back to a blinker, such as Anna. I always include a couple of extra signed pieces of merch, so your friends can have something too. It costs me nothing as it fits into the package, and brings a lot of joy, as Anna has described. Thank you, Anna, once again. Finally, a press comment. Now, as you all know, the MDWA team get involved in many things podcasting, and none more so than Alice. Here's a press release of her latest venture in developing the art of the podcast. Podcast festival to be held in Sheffield by Oliver Wright from the BBC News. A new 3-day podcast festival will take place in Sheffield, UK later this year. It has been announced. Crosswires will run from 31st of May to 2nd of June, with organisers promising to bring some of the biggest names to the city for a podcast party. The festival is the brainchild of the co-creator of hit comedy podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno, Alice Levine, together with Dino Sophus and James O'Hara. Levine said they hoped to create an Edinburgh Fringe feel to the event. Now, for you, those of you who don't know, the Edinburgh Fringe is held in Edinburgh every August, and is a showcase for new, exciting plays and skits, comedy, the whole works. So that comparing it to that. Among the acts taking part are Adam Buxton, Catherine Ryan, Jamie Lang and Sophie Habu, plus John Ronson, who appeared on Footnotes episode of MDWAP quite a while ago now. Sophus, who helped launch BBC Podcasts, Newscast and Americast before setting up his own production company, said, "People are listening to millions of podcasts every year, but what we are learning is that people are more and more wanting to experience community, to go and meet the other people that are listening to shows and to be in the same room as the hosts and feel part of something. Live shows for podcasts over the past few years are selling out. They are bigger than some rock shows." Yes, when MDWAP did both its world tours, we sold out major venues like the auditorium in Sydney Harbour Opera House. Major venues in Chicago, New York City, it goes on. It was quite amazing. And I was honoured to be in the show lots of times looking on. He continues, "So, we thought it's time for a podcast festival across multiple venues where we bring the biggest names and have a big party, really. Vibrant and exciting. Events will be held at venues including the Crucible and the City Hall." Now, the Crucible is the major playhouse in Sheffield and it hosts the International World Championships for snooker every year, so that's a good venue. Speaking to BBC Radio Sheffield, Levine said they had chosen the city as it had a great heritage for cultural events. "Not all major national events, particularly in podcasting, need to happen in London," she said. "So we wanted this to be a national festival that was in another vibrant, exciting city. The festival has been supported by the South Yorkshire Mayoral Combined Authority, which has provided £325,000 of funding for the event." Wow, guys, that's a lot of dosh. A third of a million. South Yorkshire Mayor Oliver Coppard said, "The Crosswires Festival is further evidence of the world-leading strength of arts and culture in South Yorkshire, putting us at the forefront of one of the most innovative, exciting parts of the entertainment industry." So guys, if you're in the vicinity of Sheffield, mine and Wilma's university town and where we initially met, get some tickets. It's going to be a major party experience. So, as you can see, it's been another few interesting days here at the Pavilion. Let's pick my poop of the week, and it's Nonny 1971 for at least attempting to listen to two episodes before giving me this critical review. Gee, thanks, Nonny. And now, the blinker of the week, who is Anna Morrison of Ireland. And the reason why? Well, what's not to say after such an effusive review on my typewritten note from my 1936 typewriter, using the perhaps original ribbon as well? So, well done, and please contact me, Anna, for your birthday recording, sending you my best wishes for your special day. Well, guys, that's all today from myself and Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at flintstonerocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed on My Dad with a Porno, all one word. So, ciao, until next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.